जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवृजगाचार्य अश्वतस दिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवृजगाचार्य अश्वतस दिवाइन ग्रेस शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की, आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से गौर श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशद गौर भक्त की, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग शिला प्रभुपाद की जय हो। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकाय चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविश्वं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं दधाति सततं। वंदेहं श्री गुरुं श्रीयुतापद कमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितांसि ये कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धुजगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते। तप्त कंचन गौरांग श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि। पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पार्श्वकालस्थाय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशद गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Birth of Emperor Parikshit, Text 27. So here the text 16 to 29 is the Brahmana's predict child Parikshit's future qualities. So we are on continuation of that. Text 27. Takshakad Atmano Mrityum Dvijaputropasarjitat Prapatsyat Upasrutya Mukta Sangaha Padam Hare Takshakad Atmano Mrityum Dvijaputro Prasarjitat Prapatsyat Upasrutya Mukta Sangha Padam Hare Takshad Atmano Mrityum Dvijaputro Prasarjitat Prapatsyat Upasrutya Mukta Sangha Padam Hare Takshad Atmano Takshakad Atmano Mrityum Dvijaputro Prasarjitat Prapatsyat Upasrutya Mukta Sangaha Padam Hare Response
Yeah.
पक्षकात् पदस्नेहकोर्ड आत्मनः ऑफ हिज पर्सनल सेल्फ मृत्युम डेथ विज पुत्र द सन ऑफ ए ब्राह्मण उपसर्जितात् बीइंग सेंट बाय प्रपतस्य having taken shelter of upasrutya upper hearing mukta sangaha freed from attachment padam position hare of the lord translation purport by Srila Prabhupada after hearing about his death which will be caused by the bite of a snake bird sent by a son of a brahmana, he will get himself free from all material attachment and surrender unto the personality of Godhead, taking shelter of him. Purport. Material attachment and taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord go ill together. Material attachment means ignorance of transcendental happiness under the shelter of the Lord. Devotional service to the Lord while existing in the material world is a way to practice one's transcendental relation with the Lord. And when it is matured, one gets completely free from all material attachment and becomes competent to go back home, back to Godhead. Maharaj Parikshit, being especially attached to the Lord from the beginning of his body, in the womb of his mother, was continuously under the shelter of the Lord, and the so-called warning of his death within 7 days from the death of a cursed by a Brahman son was boon to him to enable him to prepare himself to go back home to God. Since he was always protected by the Lord, he could have avoided the effect of such a curse by the grace of the Lord. But he did not take such an undue advantage of for nothing. Rather, he made the best use of a dead body. For 7 days continuously he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source in the Sigard shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord by that opportunity. Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Srila Prabhupada's purport, just the first sentence, is profound sentence in the purport. Material attachment and taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord go ill together. This is the profound sentence, isn't it? Means we cannot have the material attachment at the same time we can take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord fully. Yeah, we can take the shelter of the lotus feet all the time. But fully surrendering, Atma Nivedanam, difficult. Why is that? It's because we hear this all the time. And we see the examples of the great personalities in Srimad Bhagavatam, that they think of the, we just passed through the Yudhishthira Maharaj past times, right? Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling the kingdom, but he was not attached at all. He was not attached when the demigods were coming to his kingdom. He was not attached. He had a good wife, everything, but he was not attached because he was relishing the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord. He was just absorbing that. So here is this text 27 and 28 is the detachment and departure. That's what we're going to, we are hearing. So Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. We are part and parcel of the Lord. We are living in it, but it's part and parcel of the Lord. and we meant to serve the Lord. That's what it is. Serve the whole. We are as a part, we meant to serve the whole. Right? But unfortunately, we are, by His external energy, we are bound in the material world, and we are trying to serve ourselves with the attachment. I'm attached to my body. That is the first beginning, that I'm attached to my body. I'm this body, which is the false conception. See? And then me and mine, everything around me is also, we get, I'm attached to my body, and then gradually we attach to everybody else in the material world. And because of that attachment, this doesn't go together with the spiritual life. Unless you are on the, unless you have, devotee has completely tasted the nectar. Just like in the example of Priyavrata, King Priyavrata in the fourth canto, and in the beginning of the fifth canto. He was the elder son of Manu, and the younger was the Uttanupad, right? So Priyavrata went to perform, from childhood just went to perform the austerity. And he was relishing the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord. That was a cooling effect he was experiencing. And then here his father, Manu, comes and asks him to go, please come back, you have to rule the kingdom now. And he would not accept that. So even Lord Brahma had to come, his grandfather. Brahma, who is one of the Mahajan. And Brahma had to come, Narad Muni had to come. Narad Muni, who is the one who had told him to go to the forest and perform tapasya. Now he had to also come. Lord Shiva had to come. Lord Shiva came. And Brahma, Shiva, and they all are, had to, Brahma had to convince. So first thing Brahma says, also Brahma says that, look, I'm just a follower of Supreme Lord. I'm just me, myself, Shiva, Narad, we all are the follower of the Supreme Lord. We just obey His order, we will follow His instructions. Same thing happened in the second canto. Narad Muni asked Lord Brahma. Narad Muni says, you seems to be, you are the everything. Brahma said, no, I'm not everything. I'm just a secondary creator. So Bhumi Rapo Nalovai Khammanur Bidirevacha. All the eight elements and the mind, intelligent ego, they are the, Lord says, it's my energy, separated energy. See? So that means the man to, living energy means to serve the Lord. But unfortunately, living man entity has to give up the attachment from material world. But if you give up their detach, then you have to attach to someone whose attachment is there. And this attachment, we have to direct our attachment to Krishna. Right? So this is what Srila Prabhupada, this is the first sentence itself, is a very profound sentence to just meditate on that. And it doesn't go together, attachment, material attachment, and the, unless, as we say, if we are on the platform of Yudhishthira Maharaj or Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was relishing the second sentence here mentioned. Material attachment means ignorance of transcendental happiness under the shelter of the Lord. Devotional service to the Lord while existing in material world is a way to practice one's transcendental relationship with the Lord, and one is When one is, it is matured, one gets completely free from all material attachment and becomes competent to go back home to God. So that relishing that transcendental happiness, that's what we all are looking for as aspiring devotees, isn't it? I'm looking for that. Unfortunately, I'm trying to get the attachment of happiness in the material world. But that happiness doesn't come. What is the Pingala is saying? The 11th canto. Let's read her. This is 11th canto. The story of the Pingala. Pingala was a prostitute, right? And she was living her life by having the man enjoy with the man every day. And that's what she was living. It happened that one evening, and she was nicely decorated, everything. She was decorated. And she's going in the, she's sitting in the veranda in her porch, you can say, and going back and forth in the house and going back and forth. And every man is passing by. She's thinking that he will be the, oh, he must be a rich man and he will come. So one evening it happened that nobody came. Every time she sees a man passing by, and she sees and she is thinking that this man will come, Navinandji. Nobody came. She is just disgusted. She must have some pious activities. Krishna within her heart is opening her heart. And she's praying. Now this is the text 31, 8th chapter, text 31. She says, Santam samipe ramanam vrati padam vitapradam nityam imam vihaya. She said that, then it's akama damas dukha bhayadi shoka moha pradam tuchha aham bhaje ke. She said, I am such a fool that I have given up this service of that person who, being eternally situated within my heart, is actually most dear to me. That most dear one is the Lord of the universe, who is the bestower of real love and happiness and the source of all prosperity. Although he is in my own heart, I have completely neglected him. Instead, I have ignorantly served insignificant man who can never satisfy my real desires and who have simply brought me unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation, and illusion. So this is the nature of this material world. Material world will try to get happiness. What is going to bring? First of all, happiness will be not eternal. It's not real happiness. Then what will happen? It will cause fear, unhappiness, anxiety, lamentation, and illusion. This is the nature of this material. So because of the ignorance, people are trying to find the happiness in the material world, which is not possible. Which is not possible. And this Pingala, now there is a gross sense gratification, there is a subtle sense gratification, right? And even though Pingala had this, she was having these affairs, But at the same time, she was looking for the long-term relationship. Not just that, everybody is looking for love. She was looking for love. She was looking for love. That's what the living entity wants. But she was looking for love in the wrong direction. And that's why she is confessing herself. Because love is with Krishna. So we are putting ourselves in the wrong situation. Living entities, because of the ignorance, they are putting themselves in the wrong, looking for love in the wrong place. What is another example? And this attachment is so heavy that, and the subtle attachment, particularly. And the subtle attachment is a pratishtha. Pratishtha. It's heavy to give up. She says that person can give up everything. Person will give up the wife, person will give up the, person will give up the, all the bank balance, all the gold, everything, but to give up the pratishtha. Is attached. But Srila Prabhupada is at the same time, he is so kind, he is telling that it is possible. It is possible, he says, devotional service to the Lord. Devotional service to the Lord by practice devotional service, the time will come, we will give up. And we will realize that transcendental bliss. Take the example of the marathon of Srila Prabhupada has given this transcendental bliss. He has given the path. Take the example of marathon in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the 2 months publishing 17 books. 2 months. And if you talk to the devotees who were involved in that, they think that, they are think that, I wish that time comes again in my life. Because the Srila Prabhupada, that, the, if you talk with Rameshwar Prabhu, I mean, I was listening to him. He talks, when he talks about this marathon of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he feels like, my gosh, that was a nectar. That time was a nectar to me. And also this, the Mataji, Dhriti Mataji? Dhriti, right? Yeah. She joined in New York 1 week before this marathon. She's a painter. And she didn't have anything. Just one bag of little clothes and that's it. For dresses. And the marathon is going to start, so in 1 week, right after 1 week, she's not even, they are telling her to come to LA. And she goes to LA, and Mother Jadurani is just having, okay, sit down now, here is a paintbrush, here is this, and start painting. And even today, she talks about it, that was a time. Happiest time in my life, he says. Because Srila Prabhupada gave that. Srila Prabhupada himself was in that transcendental bliss all the time. And he wanted to share. He'll share with the people. Share with the devotees. See? How you see the, also the example of the, all of you, many of you hearing on the internet, book distribution. I was talking with Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu. He said that distributing book for last 10 years, he even didn't know what the heck was happening in the world. Who was the Prime Minister, who was President, nothing he knew about. He said, I was so absorbed in the book distribution. I didn't know what was happening in the world. So that means that was a transcendental bliss. So that's why George Harrison sings, Oh sweet my Lord, right? My sweet Lord. Right? He was praying. I'm looking for you, my Lord. Why? Great personality, isn't it? The material world. One is a Pingala, another is George Harrison. And then we're going to talk about the Alexander. Alexander, who was, I think he was from Greece. Right? And here. Alexander, he summoned on his deathbed, this Srila Prabhupada talks about. Alexander summoned his generals, told them his three ultimate wishes. Alexander. He said, I want the best doctors should carry his coffin. Then he said, the wealth he has accumulated, money, gold, precious stones, should be scattered along the procession to the cemetery. And then he says, his hands should be let loose, hanging outside the coffin for all to see. So, now he explanation. The best doctors should carry his coffin, because he said that I want the best doctor to carry my coffin to demonstrate that in the face of death, even the best doctors in the world have no power to heal. Then he said, they should scatter my wealth on the way, on the roads. All my money, gold, precious stones, everything. Why? Because he says, I want the road to be covered with my treasure so that everybody sees that material wealth acquired on earth stays on earth. And the last one, he said, his hands should be let loose, hanging outside the coffin for all to see. Like this, right? This Olivia, like this. He said, let my hands like this. So he said, I want my hands to swing in the wind so that people understand that we come to this world empty-handed and we leave this world empty-handed. After the most precious treasure of all is exhausted, and that is time. So then he writes, Srila Prabhupada writes, what is remedy? Our humble attempt to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world is the only remedy that can bring about the peaceful and happy life. We can never be happy without the mercy of the Supreme Lord. If we keep displeasing our Supreme Father, we shall never be happy within this material world, in either upper or lower planetary system. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us the. So we have three people here. Pingala, George Harrison, and Alexander. We can learn from them that how this material world is not a place to go on. And Krishna is so kind. that when we join to Hare Krishna, he will give us a taste. In the beginning, he gives a taste of the spirit. He gives. But then we are kind of like little bit, isn't it? Because of this subtle attachment is there. We give up gross, but then there is a subtle attachment, and which is the pratishtha, name, fame, recognition, distinction, all these things. But we are on the right path. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and ultimately by the mercy of Krishna, it will happen. We will give up that. We will give up that. We will realize that Krishna. You see? And that's where we pray to, there is a prayer of Lord Chaitanya. Where is it? Here. Pray to the Lord Chaitanya. And we pray. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartham Eka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kripam Buddhir Yastam Aham Chaputti. Let me surrender unto the personality of Godhead who has appeared now as Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the ocean of all mercy and he has come down to teach us material detachment, learning and devotional service to himself. This is very bad. Now in this case, in case of Maharaj Parikshit, he was the he had seen the Krishna within the womb of his mother. And that's why his another name was Vishnuratha, right? He had a darshan of the Lord. And at the same time he had also the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet all his time. And he is coming in the family where his grandfather, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he had seen Yudhishthira Maharaj left the kingdom. Yeah? And he had seen how Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling the kingdom. So he had a shelter. And top of that, he would have the curse which was given by this Brahman's boy, he would have counteracted that curse. He had that power. He had that shakti. But he didn't do it. And that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, he made the best use of bad bargain. So he took the advantage of that curse, actually. He thought this curse is actually a boon for me. He thought the boon because he thought that this curse, now I can give up. I have 7 days and let me give up everything. Now imagine to king, to give up everything? I mean, come on. He has everything. He gave up. See? And he just sat on the bank of the Ganges and just heard the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why Srila Prabhupada said, to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And he got and he went going back home to God. So it's like devotees when they hear that that devotees sometimes because of the health situation they hear that I have cancer. Take the example of Dravinaksha Prabhu just recently, right? He heard that he has a cancer, right? And what did he do? Is with the shelter of the hearing and chanting, right? I'm sure you consider that as a boon. But now it's time for me to go. And to disciple. And he left very peacefully happy. So here Maharaj Parikshit is in a situation where he just considered this as a boon and just let me take the advantage of this curse and let me just surrender to the Lord and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are on the, everybody is in Krishna consciousness, everybody is on that path. We all are that, on that path. If not this life, next life, but we will continue and then we are on the path. We have purchased the ticket to go to Vrindavan, right? It's a matter of time. We all have purchased ticket. Some will reach in 24 hours, some will reach in couple of years, some will reach in this life, some will reach in next life. You're gonna reach there. Because pure devotee has given, Acharya has given the path. Real path. So what else? We have nothing else. Yeah, so we will be, as Srila Prabhupada mentioning about maturity, that will come because we know the path. Ado Sridha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Bhajan Kriya Anatmirvitishya Nishtha Ruchi Asakti Bhava Ena Prema. So we will come to that as we continue devotional service individually, collectively. Then gradually the anarth nivrittis will go away. Usually anarth nivritti is a place where I'm stuck. Ramananth nivritti will come to the nishtha, big hum. Once you are nishtha, then it's after that ruchi and ashakti and bhava is not that difficult. Going from anartha nivritti up is where stuck. But we continue devotional service, it will happen. That will also go by the mercy of all of you. I will cross over. So be merciful to me. Okay. Any questions, any comments? Yes.
From Vegavati. George Harrison sang, "I really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long." Could you speak something about the patience and enthusiasm we need for achieving the goal of life?
Can you repeat again? I'm sorry.
Could you speak something about the patience and enthusiasm we need for achieving the goal of life?
Patience and enthusiasm. Yes, we need that. Without enthusiasm, how am I going to continue devotional service? Difficult. Utsaha nishyai dhaya. That is the basic things we need in the devotional service. Ischa, diet, patience. Unfortunately, in the material world, we are so conditioned. Everything has to be instant, right? You press the button in the computer and everything, you can, in 1 minute, you can, 1 second, you can find out what is happening in all over the world. In 1 minute, right? So we are so impatient. We are trained that way from the childhood. To be impatient, everything has to be done soon, right away. No? But here we are reaching Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even to reach the prime minister or president, you have to go through so much layers of the red tape to reach the guy. What to say of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the creator, maintainer, annihilator of everything, right? So yeah, it requires, we have to be patient, learn to be patient. And of course, enthusiasm, without enthusiasm, we will not be able to. We need enthusiasm in our devotional service. Anything you do in the material world, even in material world, you have to be enthusiastic to do something. Cannot, if you are not enthusiastic to do something, to achieve the goal, you are not able to. We need that. So yeah, so we have to learn. Take the example of Srila Prabhupada. He received the order in 1922, right? And after 43 years, his example right in front of us, right? After 43 years he came. How much struggle he had. He went through all the struggle, but he kept it in mind. So we have right example in front of us. So we just be patient. We learn to be his teaching. His life, his teachings to us. Right? Even he said, he's living, the body is teaching. He was teaching himself. So we have an example of himself. Srila Prabhupada. So, we are on the path. So let's be a little bit patient. I have to learn myself to be patient, first of all. Any other question? I hope that answers her question. Any other question? Comments?
There's one online comment from Das Anudas. Krishna and the spiritual master are also transcendentally impatient. They are impatient for the living entities to take up Lord Chaitanya's mission and bring the whole world back to Godhead.
That's also true. That's also true, being impatient. But we don't want to do something which is, we want to do systematically. That's the point. How many times in the we have learned the lessons, we're gonna conquer the world in 18 days. Isn't it? Sukada Mataji, right? We were thinking that, right? We're gonna conquer the world in 18 days. Did it happen? I mean, it's happening gradually, but the point is that, you know, we were so fanatics. Fanaticism. We were so fanatics about the things. What happened? So we don't want to be fanatics about it. It's natural. If you have that desire, it will come. That doesn't mean we're not going to do anything. We're not going to give up devotion. That is not the point. But it has to be done systematically, management systematically. Devotional service is voluntary. It's not something you can summon, force someone and say, hey, take it. No! See? And we are learning that lessons in Krishna consciousness. So yeah, we have to be impatient, but also we have to be very careful. Any other question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.